Here at the American Coalition for Ethanol annual meeting, our conference in Minneapolis. With me is Congressman Colin Peterson, who is receiving the Merle Anderson Award this year. And Congressman Peterson, what do you think about ethanol? Why are you here today?
Well, I've been, and Merle and I were just reminiscing, I've been involved in this almost as long as him. not quite, but, and it's just been a tremendous success story in agriculture because it changed the marketplace. You know, we continued to have corn hanging over the market, you know, and we couldn't get a price. And when we finally got the thing, when, you know, the states came up with their mandates and then we got the RFS, we finally changed the marketplace so farmers started to get a decent price for their corn. Mm-hmm. And then it followed on with biodiesel and so forth. And so, you know, it's just the right thing to do. We were dependent on foreign oil, and we shouldn't be, and we didn't need to be. And agriculture is a renewable resource that we can renew every year, and it's just been a great success story. Now, we do have our opponents, and they are still working to undermine things. And, in fact, I sat on the floor of the House last week behind Bob Goodlatte, putting pressure on Fred Upton to try to bring up the bill to get rid of the RFS. Mm-hmm. And they didn't do it because they knew politically it would not be a smart thing to do. But there are people out there, and they want to go back to $1.85 corn. Mm-hmm. And I keep telling them, you know, if you guys are successful with this, you are going to rue the day that you did this, because nobody can grow corn for $1.85. Mm-hmm. And when we had $1.85 corn back in the 2005, the only reason people survived was because of the government subsidy, and that's gone. You know, so you know it's still a problem educating people. But so far, we've been winning, and we just have to keep plugging away.
The new campaign for the American Coalition is Power by People. What do you think about the people who are involved in the ethanol industry?
Well, I mean, it's the people that made this happen. The co-ops, that's what got this going, and the co-op are people, mm-hmm. you know, that are in the agriculture business and that raise the commodities that are used to make make ethanol. So the people made this happen. It wasn't the government. We gave them some tools, you know, to help them get into the marketplace, but they made the rest of it happen.
People like Merle, too.
Absolutely.
Well, we're waiting on the final rule from EPA on the RFS volume obligations. Not real happy with what they first proposed, and we're still plugging along, waiting for a decision on that. What's your opinion there?
Well, I've had a number of meetings with the White House and EPA and others that I've helped organize, and they're listening. And I think the fact that they've delayed this now the third time shows that they're listening, and I think it appears to me that they realize that they've made a mistake here, and they're trying to figure out how to undo it. But you know, they were looking at some data that's now outdated, you know, in terms of mileage and you know, the marketplace and so forth. So, you know, my guess now is that we're looking at sometime next year before this thing gets finalized. And, you know, that's causing some problems in and of itself. But, you know, a delayed decision is better than a bad decision. So,
yeah. That's true. Implementation of the Farm Bill, how do you think that's going?
It's going pretty well. You know, it's not perfect, but nothing is in government. You know, they're... I think they're ahead of where they were, you know, when they were implementing the 2008 bill. You know, I was a little, I think they've been a little slow off the mark in dairy because we have a new program. We need to get that information out there. There's some people in the South that are upset because they've had these APA loss years and they want this APH adjusted. So, you know, but by and large, I think they're doing a pretty good job.
Well, I also wanted to ask you about the EPA's proposed Waters the U.S. rule. It's gotten a lot of attention in Congress, especially in the House. We've had, you know, people trying to undo the rule before it's even implemented. What do you think about
it? Well, I've been one of those, and I've signed letters and signed legislation to send the message that this is a you know, as they're trying to be helpful. I really believe that. They just don't understand what they're doing, and they just need to withdraw this rule. It is not being helpful. It is not moving in the right direction. And you know, we'll see what ends up happening. That's been delayed as well, and you know, hopefully they will back off. And if they don't, then we'll have to try to fix it legislatively.
You don't have much time left in Congress, but probably the biggest issue right now is immigration. Your opinion on what the House did last week there, and what, you know, agriculture would really like to see some movement on immigration.
I've been working with agriculture for a number of years. The problem, you know, they cannot work in a bipartisan fashion. So we had a number of Democrats that were willing to vote for this bill last week. And then they pulled it at the end, and then they made changes to appeal to their right-wingers, which is going to make it impossible to negotiate with the Senate, and the president would never sign it anyway. So, I mean, this is the problem that we've had, where they just get off on these extremes, and we can't get anything done. Thank God we got the farm bill done when we did, because those same forces were trying to pull that apart. So we need to get this done, but not the way they're going about it.
And the Farm Bill, as an example, is a great example of bipartisan effort.
Yeah, well, I think we're the one committee that can still operate on a bipartisan basis, and that doesn't happen by accident. That's because Frank Lucas and I work hard at this, and we're going to continue, and we're going to be bipartisan no matter what anybody else does.
Well, congratulations. Great to see you here. Thank you so much for your support of ethanol and agriculture.
Thank you.
Here at the ACE Conference in Minneapolis, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.